Stability, especially these days, is a good thing. And there are some things in this world that we should always be able to count on. Family to love us, food to nourish us, a home to comfort us, and good health to ensure everything else matters. That's where OSF St. Mary Medical Center comes in. Since 1909, we've been a vital part of Galesburg and the communities we serve. OSF St. Mary isn't going anywhere, but with constant medical advances, we're always moving forward. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital, right here in Galesburg, for 100 years and counting.
After 2008, risk management should be your top priority. 2009 has many challenges with higher input costs, lower prices, and different rules for revenue crop insurance. It's time to turn in your 2008 yields and prepare for 2009 spring pricing. If you do not know the rule changes for revenue crop insurance, give us a call. We'll be glad to explain them. March 15th will be here sooner than you think.
North & Company offers marketing services as well as crop insurance, so they can give you the most complete risk management service. Call North & Company at 800-322-7140.
Jim Wyman back on the pregame show. I'm with the head coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks, Coach Evan Massey. It's Galesburg and Morton coming up from Morton High School on this Martin Luther King Day. You and Morton have had a pretty good rivalry over the years, Evan.
We have, I think you look the last 5 or 6 years of when they had Pontius as a guard. And, there's, you know, a stretch where you could argue that Galesburg and Morton were definitely, you know, two of the three or four best teams in the area. And so really pretty meaningful games. And, you know, early on, I think we were successful. And then the last couple of years, Morton was able to get the better hand on us.
Well, we've heard a lot about Brooke Bisping. She's headed to Bradley University. Michi Edwards at Peoria Central told me before the game on Saturday that they were happy they held her to 11 points. She's kind of a player that can do it all.
Oh, definitely she is. That, we held her to 26 the last time. So you look, and I don't know what she's averaging now, but I know earlier in the year when I looked at it, she was averaging about 25 a game. But it's an interesting thing because when she was a freshman and sophomore here, and they had some decent post players, what they needed was a perimeter scorer, and she's probably one of the best three-point shooters. But I think right now, because they need somebody as a post player, she's done a lot more stuff out of the high post area and done stuff even in the low post area, and she really isn't looking to shoot the ball that much. And so, it's tough because she's quick enough, she's a good enough ball handler that you need a guard-type kid on her, but she's also a physical kid and just an absolutely incredible offensive rebounder, so you need somebody with some size on her. So it's very tough to find somebody that can do it all defensively.
Now, she had 26 against you last time. You had Whitney Daler on her, and I thought Daler did a pretty good job. Are you planning to go that way again today?
Well, initially our thought is that what we'll do is we're going to start Shelby Pacheco, and we're going to have Shelby on her, and hope that a concern is that you can't foul her, that she set a state record with either, I don't know if it's 53 or 57 straight free throws, and she does get to the line a lot. So that's a concern with Shelby is that she, does tend to foul some. What won out of Shelby is to just be able to try and keep her off the offensive boards.
Tell us a little bit about your reaction to Saturday. I know you're upset after the Peoria Notre Dame game, not as upset after the game against Peoria Central. Now that you've had a chance to look at the tapes, so what's your reaction to what happened on Saturday?
Yeah, I think there's frustration level in terms of with both games with things. I think probably the frustration was magnified in the first game because we realized that there were things in terms of execution. If we do, we can win the game, and we didn't do. And with it, the game against Peoria Central, the second game, please, we came out and competed. But, it is something that's right now a concern for us as coaches is that we look at and trying to analyze. We just feel like we need to see more improvement than what we are seeing. And, we've had some, we've seen some progress in practice, but we're not really seeing that in games right now. And so that's something that, we're running out of the time. So that's some of the frustration is that we really, would like to see, a little more improvement than we have.
And there have been flashes. It's just a matter of, putting it all together and four quarters. We saw Monica score 32 points in that game last week. I mean, Shelby had 21 points in the game against Notre Dame on Saturday morning. So there have been those flashes where your team has looked really good.
32 minutes is the key. You know, you look, I think, against Peoria Central, you know, there was probably about a minute and a half in the first half, minute and a half in the second half, where we just were so badly dominated that we lose the game no matter what we do in the rest of it. And, you know, you look, when we had teams that were state rated, there's lots of teams that will be able to say, you know, we played with them for a half, or we played with them for three quarters, that, you know, that just doesn't make it. And that's where we're at right now, is that what we've got to do is we've got to be able to play for more than, you know, a half of a game or three quarters of a game. And we're having trouble putting a full game together. And
there's some mental toughness involved, isn't there?
Well, I think also you look right now is, you know, we're probably a little bit shell-shocked with things that, you know, confidence is an issue involved in it. And it's just, you know, something that you just got to hope that you get them to, you know, keep working. And, you know, eventually, you know, that's the answer, is with hard work you improve, with hard work you compete, and you go after it that way.
And you've played a lot of games here over the past week or so, with more games to come, with now that rescheduled Moline game. So you're getting a lot of chances to look at the girls.
We are. And, you know, you look this weekend with the two games Saturday, this game here, you know, that, you know, where they'll be in those, I'm not sure. But what happens is with the, you know, that at least we're measuring up against some of the better teams.
That's Evan Massey, the head coach of the Silver Streaks. Our pregame interviews with the coaches brought to you by Galesburg Orthopedic, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
There's no better way to spend a dollar in the morning than on breakfast at McDonald's. We feel so confident about this that we gave a dollar to some people and challenged them to prove us wrong. These are their stories.
I got one side of my car washed.
I bought 2.5 stamps.
I tipped my dentist.
There you have it. Actual proof from actual voice actors acting like actual people. Indeed, there is no better way to spend a dollar in the morning than on a hot and savory McDonald's sausage biscuit or McMuffin. Only $1 every day on the breakfast dollar menu. Prices and participation may vary.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
So our chance to look at Brooke Bisping today, the All-Stater, and as you heard Bob Becker say, a lot of people are talking about her as Miss Basketball in the state of Illinois this coming spring. Stay tuned now for Silver Streak Girls Basketball as the Streaks meet Morton here on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Oh, having trouble with the old retrieval.
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started screaming, so I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for your youngsters? I think you're ready for the adult formula.
Where do I start?
Come on. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hausline in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg, and by Shelter Insurance Agent Amy Howard.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital right here in Galesburg for 100 years and counting. Becoming cloudy the rest of today with a chance of light snow late, a high of 20. Cloudy tonight, a 50-50 chance of snow and a low of 12. Sunny Tuesday, a high of 25. Partly cloudy 17 Tuesday night. Sunshine and 32 for Wednesday. Right now it is 13 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg girls basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, the station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks girls basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Now let's go down to Brian Newman, the PA announcer for the starting lineups.
Morton High School, home of your Morton Potters. Today, Morton, we'd like to welcome the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Galesburg is coached by Evan Massey. And now for our starting lineups. First for Galesburg, number 4, Bailey Boyer. Number 10, Whitney Deller. Number 14, Jessica Howard. Number 44, Shelby Pacheco. And number 52, Monika Warner. And now for your starting lineup for your Morton Lady Potters. At guard, freshman number 2, Erin Tisdale. At guard, sophomore number 3, Mariah Nimmo. At guard, senior number 12, Sarah Hendricks. At guard, senior number 13, Brooke Bisping. And at guard, freshman number 20, Tracy Frericks. And the rest of your Morton Lady Potters.
So there's our public address announcer, Brian Newman, giving us the starting lineups. The Streaks dressed in their traveling black uniforms, with the streaks across the front in white letters and the white numerals, the piping that is gray and black. Morton is dressed in their home white uniforms, the red piping and the red and gray piping, and they have Morton across the chest. And you didn't get to see Brooke Bisping at Christmas.
I didn't.
You had to work.
I didn't get to see that game at all, yeah. And it should be an interesting matchup here. We hear that Shelby Pacheco is going to be on the floor in the starting lineup, trying to give Bisping some trouble. So we'll see if she's able to use some of her physical nature to take Brooke Bisping off her game.
Warner and Bisping will jump at center court, controlled by Warner, and Galesburg has it. They come on attack right to left. Pacheco, left wing now for the Silver Streaks, holds the ball up over her head, now tried to drive inside, but she lost the ball. It was picked up by Frericks. Frericks comes back into the front court to Nimmo, top of the key, Bisping, now on the left side to Hendricks. She'll take the three-pointer, no good. It hits the guy wire on the top over the backboard, and it's out of bounds. It'll be Galesburg's ball.
Yeah, very good job in the transition defense right there. But unfortunately, the Streaks' first possession with a turnover, we saw way too many turnovers in that Peoria Central game.
Here comes Bailey for Galesburg on the attack, right to left. Gets pressure out front from Nimmo. Gets it to Whitney Daler between the circles for the Silver Streaks. She's guarded by Sarah Hendricks. Now to Pacheco on the right side, Daler. Daler with the ball over her head for Galesburg. A bounce pass out to Bailey Boyer. Just underway, no score in the game. Bailey Boyer at center court comes on the near side, Jessica Howard. She has the left-handed dribble around the three-point line. Now to Warner to Daler. Daler against Hendricks holds the ball over her head, top of the key. Looking right side. Now we'll take the left-handed dribble. Drives inside the three-point line. Now steps back out into Warner. She'll put it up no good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up again. No. She was hacked. No whistle there. The rebound controlled by Sarah Hendricks. Back comes Morton into the front court. Left side now Mariah Nimmo. Nimmo now between the circles. Now she'll go on the high post to Aaron Tisdale. Tisdale outside the three-point line. Now to Hendricks. He'll take the 17-footer switch. Sarah Hendricks with the bucket. She went to Galesburg until 7th grade, so a lot of the girls know Sarah. And back on the attack now, we're going to get a charging foul called against Bailey Boyer as setting up to draw the charge was Mariah Nimmo right at the center court line.
Well, right there, they're going to get Bailey with the charge, but it looked like there wasn't Nimmo didn't set up very well, and she was moving when Bailey hit her. So
Boyer's first, the first team foul. Our official, Scott Taylor of Peoria, Tom Hilton of Bloomington, and Al Huber of Bartonville. After the foul, it'll be Morton's ball. Now Warner comes out and tips it away as trying to get a pass. Nimmo was trying to get it to Tisdale, and Warner came all the way out behind the three-point line to knock it out of bounds. Now Galesburg will put some pressure onto the backcourt. Now they'll drop off as Catman Jerry is guarding Mariah Nimmo. This is Nimmo now on the dribble. Gets the ball to Bisping. Bisping outside the three-point line with Pacheco on her. Now to Tisdale, guarded by Warner. They get it on the right side to Sarah Hendricks. She had it tipped away by Daler, but got it back. Backs in on the dribble. Tried to get a bounce pass to Bisping, but it went off of Shelby's leg out of bounds. It'll be Morton's ball.
Well, right now the Streaks are playing man-to-man, and Shelby's got Bisping. She's playing behind her in the post. So we'll see if how good of post moves Brooke Bisping has to counteract the defense by Shelby Pacheco.
Bounce pass into Bisping. She drove the paint. Now got it out to Nimmo. Now on the left side, here's the three-point shot. No good by Aaron Tisdale. The rebound controlled by Pacheco. Back comes Galesburg. Daler on the left side to Shelby up top. Now right side, Jessica Howard for the Streaks. Gets it down to Monika Warner. Now back up top to Catman Jerry. Mangieri on the dribble, top of the key. Gets a pick from Warner right side. Drives the baseline. Takes the running jumper. No good. The rebound underneath, controlled by Tracy Frericks of Morton. She brings it out herself, all the way down court on the dribble. Top of the key, Bisping. Left side, Nimmo. Nimmo now gets it to Hendricks. Three-point shot in and out, no good. The rebound, Shelby Pacheco for Galesburg. Outlet pass now to Mangieri. Here come the Streaks right to left. Into Howard, but Howard couldn't control the pass. It was down around her ankles, out of bounds, and Galesburg with an unforced turnover there.
Yeah, and that plagued the Streaks against Peoria, Notre Dame, Peoria Central. Manager's just got to take her time, get the pass a little bit higher so Jess can handle it.
So it'll be Morton's ball as they'll come back on the attack. They lead it 2-0, 5:13 to go here in the first quarter. On the right side, this is Tracy Frericks into Bisping. Bisping tried to get a shot off. It was partially blocked by Warner. Now back on the left side to Hendricks. She drives the baseline. Top of the key now to Nimmo. She will take the three, and it's good. Mariah Nimmo with the three-pointer, top of the key, and it's 5-0 Morton. Back come the Streaks. This is Pacheco between the rings. She's guarded by Bisping. On the dribble around the three-point line. Great pass to Warner in the paint, but Warner misses the layup. The rebound's going to be controlled by Maddie Boyer, who came into the game, but she was tied up by Morton's Tracy Frericks, and on the alternating possession, it'll be Morton ball.
Well, right there, Monika cannot miss that shot.
Great pass
by Shelby Pacheco. Got her cut into the basket. Monika took an extra dribble. I don't think she needed that dribble. She caught it in stride. She should have just gone straight up with the layup.
So we see Sarah Baker has come into the game for the Silver Streaks. Back comes Morton now. Bisping has the top of the key. She's going to drive the lane. Pull-up jumper. Yes, look out for her. Brooke Bisping, the 5'8 senior, Bradley bounded at 7-0 in favor of Morton. Not the way you want to start on the road for the Silver Streaks. Sarah Baker now comes around the three-point line on the dribble to Pacheco, top of the key. Now to Bailey Boyer, who's back in, to her sister Maddie. Maddie has the ball left side beyond the three-point line. Maddie Boyer now on the dribble, and she looked like she carried the ball twice, and now they will call it. Tom Hilton saw it the first time, didn't call it, but she carried it again with the high dribble, and he did call it.
Well, too much dribbling by Maddie Boyer right there. She's got to get either pull it out and start the offense up or get it to her sister to start the offense. Right there, she did a little too much dribbling and resulted in turnover.
Here comes Mariah Nimmo, left to right for the Morton Potters. Gets a pick out front from Bisping. Now will drive all the way down. It's going to put the shot up. No good. The rebound goes right back to her. She'll put it up again. No. The rebound this time, fought for and pulled out of there by Pacheco. She beat Bisping to it. Outlet pass Sarah Baker. Here come the streaks right to left. Baker stops on the high left wing. Now comes back out center court and gets the ball to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now high post to Pacheco out beyond the three-point line to Sarah Baker. Left side now to Bailey Boyer underneath to Pacheco, but she couldn't control it. It was knocked away by Hendricks. Picked up by Bisping. Bisping all the way back down court. Gets it to Nimmo. She'll take the three-pointer, no good, but it hits that top guy wire. They've got two wires coming down. They're not really wires. I don't know what they are, but they're coming down from the top, and it's hit twice for Morton at the Morton basket, so Galesburg will get it. And now we see some backcourt pressure by the Potters. Comes into Jessica Howard. Baker still on the backcourt. Now to Maddie Boyer. They beat the press to Bailey Boyer. She comes down, puts it up. We're going to get another charging foul against Bailey Boyer. Wow.
Well, right there. Bailey should have just shot the short jump shot, but I still don't think that there was a charge there.
Either one. That one was even more questionable, I think, than the first one.
Yeah, and, you know, in the NBA, they have that little half circle underneath the basket. She would have been well within that range.
Wow. Okay, so Morton will get it. Second foul on Bailey Boyer, second team foul. Back comes Morton. Into the front court, Hendricks now. Top of the key, Bisping. She's going to take the three, bingo. Brooke Bisping has five, and it's 10-0 Morton. Now thrown away at center court as Galesburg was getting some pressure at the center court line, but they say it's going to go off Mariah Nimmo, and the streaks will control on the other side of the court. Jessica Howard will throw it in for Galesburg. Gets the ball into Mangieri. Galesburg yet to score. Mangieri brings it down. Now will stop. Threw up, tried to look, hoped somebody was going to be up top, but nobody was there, and the ball goes harmlessly out of bounds, and Galesburg really looks bad.
Yeah, and right now the unforced turnovers are adding up. The streaks already have seven turnovers in this game, and we're only in the first quarter here.
Nimmo to Hendricks. Hendricks now gets it to Bisping. Bisping top of the key against Pacheco. She drives the paint, and we're going to get double dribble on Brooke Bisping. Nice job by Pacheco, staying right with her and bodying her up.
Yeah, great job of defense right there. Shelby was able to keep her feet, stay in front, and shuffle with Brooke Bisping, not giving her anywhere to go.
Back on the attack comes Galesburg. Mangieri at center court. Bounce pass to Baker. Almost stolen away, but gets it. Baker, the 18-footer, no good. The rebound's going to be controlled by Brooke, or rather controlled by Caitlin Vandermeer, who's into the game. Vandermeer gets the pass out to Bisping, now to Vandermeer. Right side, Sarah Hendricks. Hendricks with the ball over her head. Cross-court pass now to Vandermeer. Back up top to Bisping. Bisping against Pacheco. Fake the three. Goes back to Vandermeer in the paint. Now back out to Bisping, who will take the three-pointer this time. Air ball, but the rebound, Hendricks. Hendricks underneath in the lane. Gets it to Vandermeer. Baseline jumper, another air ball. Pulled out of there by Mangieri. Here come the streaks with a chance. Cat Mangieri to Baker. Baker now top of the key. Left side, Maddie Boyer. Underneath Pacheco. Turnaround jumper underneath. Up and yes! It's going to drop through. Shelby Pacheco got the roll. She's going to be fouled on the play. The foul is going to be against Hendricks, her first and the first team foul on the pot.
And this is what the streaks needed right here, a little momentum. And Shelby playing hard, gets in there, gets the basket to go and the foul. If she can hit this, get the streaks a little bit of encouragement. Mynika's back into the game, too, to add some offense on the low post.
So here's Pacheco, who was 10 of 11 on Saturday morning from the line, and she gets the roll again. So it's 10-3 with a minute 46 to go, first quarter. Back comes Morton. Now let's see if they can get a stop here. This is Tracy Frericks. Gets it top of the key now to Nimmo. Frericks will take the three-pointer high left wing. The rebound underneath. It was controlled by Maddie Boyer, but then picked up by Kelsey. Up top now. They get the ball to Nimmo. Mariah Nimmo, left side now to Frericks. Frericks on the dribble back to Nimmo with a minute 22 to go, first quarter. Morton leads it 10-3. We're at Morton High School in Morton, Illinois. Now Frericks has it knocked away from her by Daler, but gets it on the right side to Christian. Bisping out of the game. She's on the bench. Pacheco comes out on Christian, but Christian's able to hand the ball off. Got it to Nimmo. Nimmo drives the paint, shovels it out to Caitlin Klossner, who's in there. Now they get the ball to Hendricks. She drives the paint, tried to get a shot up. It was partially blocked by Pacheco and pulled out of the air by Warner. Here come the streaks, and we're going to get double dribble called against Mynika.
Yeah, and that's the Streaks just need to get a couple of positive offensive possessions, and I think they could get rolling here. But it seems like every time they've gotten a chance on a turnover or on a rebound, they haven't been able to get anything going because of the unforced turnovers.
Pacheco out, Mynico Warner, or rather Baker back in. It's Mangieri, Baker, Warner, Daler, and Matty Boyer. High right wing now. This is Tracy Frericks. Gets it to Bisping, who's come back into the game. Brooke Bisping, the All-Stater. In fact, she was first-team All-State in most All-State teams last year. Now to Caitlin Christian. And Christian tried to drive towards the left side top of the key. And she's going to be fouled by Maddie Boyer, her first and the third-team foul.
Well, the Streaks still playing man-to-man defense. Surprisingly to me, we haven't seen Brooke Bisping get involved in the offense a whole lot.
Comes into Mariah Nimmo. She's being guarded now by Catman Jerry. Gets the ball on the left side to Caitlin Klossner, and almost batted away by Warner. But now to Bisping, and they're going to let her run down with 23 seconds to go first quarter. Guess who's going to take this shot? This is Brooke Bisping. Sarah Baker guarding her now as she is working out between the rings. Bisping now on the dribble, 12 seconds to go. At 10 seconds, she will take the drive to the lane and then try to take the shot. Here comes Bisping. They clear out for her. She comes in and shovels it off right side. Here's the three-pointer from the corner by Nimmo, no good, but it's picked up again by Bisping, who puts it up at the buzzer, no. And that's the end of the first quarter with the score. It's Morton 10, Galesburg 3. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I know. I'm just not as hot as I used to be. But we've been together a long time, and I really want to do better. Call Allen's. Dick or Randy can fix me up, and I'll be drying your clothes again in no time.
If it's taking longer than it used to dry those clothes, call Allen's Maytag. A simple repair may be all you need. And if you decide to replace your dryer, look at the MDC 400 VW Maytag dryer in gas or electric. Call Dick or Randy at Allen's Maytag, just across the tracks on North Cherry.
Two things instead of one thing becomes a new thing called a hybrid. The concept works in cars and seed corn, and now it works in heating systems for your home. And it comes along just in time for increased propane costs this winter. A home hybrid heating system calculates the most efficient source of energy and switches from one to the other as needed automatically. Where can you get such a thing? Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Terry Cavanaugh here from the WGIL Morning News. Join Mike Perry, Jim Lee, and me tomorrow morning. Among our guests, Galesburg City Manager Dane Bragg and Political Science Professor Jim Graham from CSC on WGIL.
Galesburg's ball to start the second quarter. They trail 10-3.
Well, not a very good start for the Streaks so far. Unforced turnovers have been the story on the offensive end. On the defensive end, I think they've done a pretty good job limiting the shots for Morton.
Okay, so the Streaks will have it. Maddie Boyer has it at center court. They trail. Galesburg trails 10-7. Boyer drives the baseline, puts a running jumper up and through. Oh, Maddie Boyer with a nice drive that time. She got away from her defender, drove the right baseline, and put the running jumper up and through, and it's 10-5. Here comes Brooke Bisping. The attack now left to right for Morton. Gets it up top to Maggie McNurtry, who's into the game. Tree on the right side now to Aaron Tisdale. Tisdale guided by Maddie Boyer, now to Vandermeer. Vandermeer beyond the three-point line, guarded by Howard. Back to Mariah Nimmo. And we're going to get a whistle, and a foul is going to be called inside here, away from the action. Looks like Bisping went down, and they'll get Mynica for this one.
Well, Bisping set a screen on Mynica. Mynica trying to cut through the lane went right through Bisping. It seemed like Brooke Bisping went down a little too easy there, but call nonetheless is
well, what is it, soccer, volleyball, yeah, basketball, and thespians, right?
Yeah.
It comes in underneath to Christian. She puts it up, no good. The rebound, Jessica Howard. Back comes Galesburg right to left. Bounce pass to Baker. Baker in the lane, puts it up and through. Oh, the Streaks with a little run of their own here, and it's 10-7. Full court pressure by Galesburg. Comes in the backcourt now. Bisping has it. Gets it ahead to Kelsey Christian over the timeline, and now they steal it and stolen by Bailey Boyer, but stolen back now by Nimmo. Underneath, they get the ball to Christian, but stolen back by Baker, and she steps on the end line. It'll be Morton's ball.
Well, a quick little turn of events right there, but Bailey Boyer, when she gets that steal, she's got to just hold on to the ball and take back control. She tried to head, and she ended up throwing it away herself. So as she gets older, she'll learn. She needs to just take that ball. She's the point guard. control the game right there and slow things down a little bit once they get the big turnover.
Coach Massey wanted a foul there. He was in the ear of the official, Scott Taylor. And now we're going to get the three-pointer from the left side. Who hit that?
Hendricks.
So Sarah Hendricks hits the three from the left wing. I was looking down at Massey as he was still talking to the official. So now it's 13-7. Galesburg's going to get an over and back here. Now they'll lose it to Tisdale. She'll come all the way down, put it up, no good. Now the ball's going to go out of bounds. They say it's off Morton. It'll be Galesburg's ball.
Another sloppy pass right there. You got to have passing lanes. Streaks are just getting a little sloppy with their passes on the offensive sets.
So full court pressure now by Morton. Baker gets it in the backcourt to Howard. Now back to Sarah Baker. Baker comes on the dribble. She's guarded by Nimmo, or rather by Hendricks. And now we're going to get a whistle and a timeout called by the Silver Streaks. A 30-second timeout. You can see that momentum come back for Galesburg and then all of a sudden shift the other way, Eric.
Well, yeah, and that goes to turnovers. You have to keep away from doing those unforced turnovers especially. But then ultimately you had a chance as you were coming back towards the positive in the game. And unfortunately, the Streaks just lost the momentum because of that. Now, defensively, I think the Streaks have done a good job. Only 13 points given up. You're only down by 6 in this game. And that's counting committing at this point 6, 8, 9, 10 turnovers in a quarter and a half, not even a quarter and a half.
So it's been a physical game, as we've seen over these past three games, the Notre Dame game and the Central game on Saturday and this one here. It'll be Galesburg's ball after their 30-second timeout. Howard gets it into Sarah Baker. Now to Maddie Boyer. She'll take the 17-footer, and it's good. Oh, Maddie Boyer hits it there. Maddie Boyer with 4 points in the game, and it's 13-9 in favor of Morton as the Streaks roar back. Bisping now, left side in the corner. They get the ball to Frericks. Frericks lost it. Now the ball's going to go out of bounds. They say it'll belong to Galesburg.
Jim, the Streaks got a big break right there as for about 30 seconds of that possession, Brooke Bisping was wide open at the top of the key, and nobody knew where she was, and they weren't able to get her the ball, and ultimately Streaks are going to get the ball back here on the turnover.
This time Bob Becker wants to call timeout and talk about
it. Well, I think he's explaining to him if Brooke's that wide open at the top of the key, you got to find her, and his girls are getting a little sloppy with the ball now as well. They've got 4 turnovers in the game, and they've just at times seemed to just lose what they've wanted to do.
We came up today in a 2008 Altima. This car has a power moonroof, push-button start, power seat, CD player, and so much more. We're the only ones who has driven this car. It only has 200 miles on it, not even that. The car lists for $24,343. That's the sticker price. And through the end of the month, you can buy this car for only $20,990. See Jeff Klink, Mike Schmidt, and the staff at Galesburg Lurkin Mercury and take a look at this 2008 Altima. It is a beauty. Galesburg's ball after the timeout. They get it to Pacheco on the right side. And we're going to get a foul called here against Bisping.
Yeah, she got a little over-aggressive, got her hands inside, and reached in on Pacheco, held Pacheco when Pacheco was trying to catch that ball.
Her first, the second team foul. It'll be triggered inbounds by Howard now on the far side. Gets it into Bailey Boyer. 13-9, our score in favor of Morton. 5:47 to go, second quarter. Right side, Bailey Boyer into Baker. Baker will put it up underneath. Good, and she's fouled on the play. Sarah Baker has 4 points in the game.
Sarah Baker has come off the bench, and she looks a lot more aggressive on the offensive end than we saw her on Saturday. Saturday, there was a couple games. The first game, she had a decently strong game, but she's looking for her offense a lot right now, and that's what the Streaks need, especially against a team like Morton that the Streaks have a little bit more size compared to on the average.
So Baker will step to the free throw line for the three-point play, and she converts it. She has 5 points in the game now, 13-12. The Streaks only down by one. Full court pressure in the backcourt, and now we're going to get a travel on Sarah Hendricks as Bailey Boyer and Sarah Baker were there to double-team her after she got the ball in the backcourt, and she went and traveled as she tried to dribble right between them. Howard triggers it into Maddie Boyer, into Pacheco. Pacheco bump, it'll put the shot up, air ball underneath. Pulled down by Bisping. Brooke Bisping comes back quickly on the dribble, left to right. Now gets it out to Mariah Nimmo, back out to Bisping. Bisping, top of the key, guarded by Pacheco. 13-12, Morton leads it. Now to Vandermeer. Vandermeer up top to Bisping, high right wing. Bisping against Pacheco, now on the dribble. She'll drive foul line right, back up top to Mariah Nimmo. Now they get the ball on the left side to Frericks. Now over to Vandermeer. Vandermeer tried to hit Bisping going through the lane. Intercepted by Baker. Here comes Sarah Baker all the way down. She'll put it up and through. Oh, Sarah Baker off the bench with a huge first half. And it's 14-13. Side to Vandermeer. Back up top to Bisping. Bisping drives the paint. 10-foot running jumper. No good. The rebound tipped up and pulled down by Baker. Here comes Galesburg right to left. Sarah Baker into the front court. Now to Bailey Boyer on the dribble up top. Boyer now comes on the left side to Howard. Now to Baker. Baker will drive the paint. Put the shot up. Good. Ho-ho! It's the Sarah Baker show. And the Streaks lead 16-13. Full court pressure by the Streaks. Now they'll drop off. This is Sarah Hendricks coming down quickly. Bounce pass on the right side. Got the ball over to Frericks. Back up top to Bisping, high right side. She's going to drive around Pacheco. Take the jump shot off the glass and through. Brooke Bisping was able to get away from Pacheco. And now we're going to get what? Sarah Baker stepping on the end line. That's what we saw in that game the other day at Galesburg.
Yeah, she did the same thing against Peoria Notre Dame. That's something you can't do. That's just a sloppy error. And Sarah Baker having a very good quarter right now. Just got to stay away from that. She's got to be a little bit stronger. She can run the baseline after a score like that, so there's no reason to step over.
So it'll come into Bisping. Bisping now high left wing on the post. We'll throw it back out to Nimmo, and now back inside to Vandermeer, and we'll get a jump ball as the ball goes on the floor, and Baker's all over the court. She's down there with Bisping.
Well, yeah, I think she wanted to tone a little bit for that error, and she tried to get that ball back for the Streaks, but at the very least, she tied her up and made the change of possession happen.
Liz Rassi is in. She'll inbounds the ball. Now it comes back out to Caitlin Klossner. Back up top now to Rassi. Rassi on the left side now to Hendricks. Sarah Hendricks inside now to Vandermeer. And here's the shot underneath to Bisping. And Bisping will put it up and through. She has 9. 17-16 Morton. Top of the key, Pacheco. Pacheco now comes around the three-point line on the dribble for the Silver Streak. Up top now to Kat Mangieri, who fakes inside. Will back up a little bit on the dribble. She's guarded by Liz Rassi. Comes to the right side. Back up top now to Maddie Boyer. Now to Daler. Cross-court pass to Mangieri. She's going to take the three-pointer. No good. The rebound, Bisping, and Pacheco. I think it's Pacheco come down with it. And we'll get a jump ball, and it'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession.
Well, on that last possession, Bisping scored an easy two, but what happened is Pacheco fell down on the play as she was trying to play defense, and it opened things up for Bisping.
Comes into Daler. She's going to take the three from the corner. No good. Rebound, Mynika in the paint. She'll put it back up and through. Mynika Warner's first basket of the game. 17 Silver Streaks with 3:12 to go second quarter, and now Bisping is tied up, and we're going to get a foul called on Pacheco as she grabbed Bisping's arm.
Yeah, nice job by Mynika on that last offensive possession. She got the rebound. Instead of fading away, she jumped and shot towards the basket.
Full court pressure by the Streaks, but they break it easily. Ahead to Hendricks. She comes all the way down. Bounce pass underneath. Here's a shot up, in and out. No good. Underneath by Sarah Hendricks. And we're going to get a grab on the rebound. And let's see which way this goes. Looks like it's going to go against them.
Yeah, I think they got McMurtry with the foul on Daler after the rebound.
Maggie McMurtry's first. That's a fourth team foul. 18-17 Silver Streaks with 3 minutes to go in the game. Here comes Mariah Nimmo back in, along with Tracy Frericks for Morton. Maggie McMurtry goes out along with Liz Rassi. I love that name, Rassi. Now Warner throws a lazy pass, but it's picked up by Daler. She gets bumped, no whistle. Daler now double-teamed, but gets it to Warner, high right side. Now back out to Mangieri, and she'll try to set the offense. Instead, she's going to be trapped at center court. Now stolen by Bisping, but I think we'll get a foul on Bisping as she bumped into Warner.
No, I think they're calling the foul on Warner, which I can't believe that that's the call right there. Because that was definitely... Mynika was reaching down for the ball, and Bisping came through. And, in fact, there was a kick, too, of the ball, but that wasn't
I think the
called.
Officials read the newspaper?
I think just a little bit.
They do. That'll be the sixth-team foul in the Streaks, second on Mynika. Now stolen away by Daler as she took it right away from Tracy Frericks and Morton. Daler back into the front court to Mynika. They were trapping the ball out front this time. Let's see what they do here. Mangieri dribbling between the circles with 2:23 to go second quarter. 18-17 in favor of the Streaks. Now on the right side, they get the ball to Mangieri. To Daler, now top of the key, Pacheco. She'll take the three-pointer, no good. The rebound in the lane, Tracy Frericks. Ahead now to Nimmo. Nimmo holds up. Here's the pass in the lane to Hendricks. She'll put it up and through. Sarah Hendricks has 7. 19-18 Morton. 2 minutes to go first half. Back comes Mangieri now for the Silver Streaks. On the near side, we're going to get a timeout called by Evan Massey. A 30-second timeout. 19-18, the Streaks lead.
Coach Massey was not happy right there at all because he was trying to call for timeout, and there wasn't an official anywhere near him, so he had to go up on the court and start screaming for the timeout. But on the offensive end, the Streaks have done a great job of moving the ball around. Now, the thing they have to be careful of is when they get themselves out too high. And we've talked about that before, Jim, is that at times the defensive intensity of the other team pushes the Streaks too far out towards half court. Now, that's happened a couple times to Streaks here. Two possessions ago it happened, and the Streaks ended up with four players out in one small area of the floor up on the far top side of the three-point line. And right there, it makes it way easier for the Morton to come and trap.
Galesburg was down 10-3 at the end of the first quarter, but they've roared back. They trail by one, 19-18. They've had three leads in the game. Back comes Mangieri now. She's guarded by Nimmo at center court. Gets it to Shelby Pacheco. Now to Warner out beyond the three-point line. To Mangieri, giving to Pacheco against Nimmo, against Bisping. And Pacheco will put it up and through. Shelby Pacheco has five. 20-19 Streaks. Pressure in the backcourt by the Silver Streaks. Ahead now to Aaron Tisdale. Top of the key to Brooke Bisping. Bisping on the left side now. Gets it to Mariah Nimmo. Nimmo now on the dribble with a minute 29 to go second quarter. The Streaks lead it by one. Here's Bisping out high right wing. Now gets it to Sarah Hendricks, top of the key. Left side now to Vandermeer. Vandermeer up top to Tisdale. Tisdale guarded by Daler. Now shovels it off to Nimmo. She'll drive inside the three-point line and gets it in the corner to Vandermeer. Back to Bisping high left wing. Bisping's going to take the two dribbles, and now she's going to be tied up, and we'll get a jump ball. And on the alternating possession, it'll be Morton's ball.
Jim, it definitely looked like Bisping traveled a couple times there. She
was
rolling around with the ball in her hands, trying to pull it away from the Streak defenders, and definitely looked like she covered a little bit of area.
Addie's officials read the newspapers. I see her name in there. There was a great story about her in the Journal Star about how she's got a gym in her basket in a barn in her house, and she makes all these free throws, like 50 in a row. Here's Bisping with a three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Ball goes on the floor, right baseline, still fought for, and we'll get a jump ball, and it'll be Galesburg's ball in the alternating possession. I think the reporter said that she made 50 in a row, like before they even started the interview, and then she made another 50 in a row from the free throw line. So she is just a great player, Brooke Bisping, and she is Bradley bound. It'll be Galesburg's ball on the alternating possession. Full court pressure now by Morton. Howard still in the backcourt to Pacheco. Over the timeline now to Bailey Boyer. Right side, Mynika. Clear lane to the basket, puts it up and through. Mynika Warner has four. 22-19 in favor of the Streaks. Their biggest lead of the day at three. Back comes Mariah Nimmo. She'll drive all the way to the baseline. Shovels it off in a great pass underneath to Caitlin Vandermeer. Nobody guarding her, and Vandermeer puts it up and through. And now here's Howard on the left side. Boy, she was wide open. Didn't take the shot. Back out to Bailey Boyer. I think she heard Massey say something on the bench. Boyer now gets it to Pacheco. We have 14 seconds, 12 seconds to go. Now right side Daler, top of the key Pacheco. Now to Howard on the left side. 6 seconds to go, 5 seconds to go. Bailey Boyer now on the right side, got to do something to Pacheco. She'll take the jumper at the buzzer, no good. And that's the end of the first half with the score. It's Galesburg 22 and Morton 21. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call?
make your car look like new. Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Hello, everyone. Today's debate topic, McDonald's Dollar Menu. Gary, we'll start with you.
Thank you. My colleague suggests the McChicken sandwich is the best item on the McDonald's Dollar Menu. I vehemently disagree. Nothing compares to the French fries.
You, sir, are incorrect. McChicken is crispy. It is delicious.
Can I finish?
Gentlemen, please, you bring shame on your cause. Besides, we all know the hot fudge sundae is the best.
Now more than ever, McDonald's Dollar Menu. Eight great tastes, each for only a dollar. Like the classic McChicken or the new meaty, melty McDouble sandwich. At participating McDonald's.
Traditions can be comforting in the loss of a loved one.
Our family always gathers together.
It's a time to reflect, a time of appreciation.
Call on us for personalized service and a tradition of caring. We offer a full range of services to make the moment a special one, as we have for so many families for generations. Hinchliffe Pearson West Funeral Directors, with locations in Galesburg and Abingdon.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your professional Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help you put more green back in your pocket. Ask them the details of money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Pekin Insurance, you can save insurance dollars on your premiums. Call Craddy Insurance today about how your wallet can look more green with an auto home discount from Pekin Insurance.
Galesburg girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you on WGIL. Glad to have you with us on this Martin Luther King Day, a historic day with the inauguration tomorrow. Wow, well, we're glad to be here, and this has been quite a ball game as Galesburg outscored 10-3 in the first quarter, comes back in the second quarter and outscores Morton 19-11, and Galesburg leads it at the half 22-21.
Yeah, and much better job running the offense there in the second quarter for the Streaks, and they limited their turnovers. They had 13 in the game, but limited themselves to only six there in the second quarter, and most of those came at the beginning before they even made their run. But I think the difference maker in that second quarter was the play of Sarah Baker.
Yeah, Baker did not start the game today. Shelby Pacheco did, but Baker with 9 points in the game for the Silver Streaks. She leads them in scoring. She had 7 points in the second quarter, but she's done it on both ends of the court.
She has, and she's getting on the floor after loose balls, and she's giving a better effort than we've seen a lot of the Streak players have recently. And she's really playing some inspired basketball now. If she can get a couple more players on board, this is definitely a winnable game for the Streaks. As they said, the defense has been good. You limited Morton to 21 points, 9 of those from Brooks Bisping. But if you can continue to play that kind of defense and really limit her offensive opportunities, I'm not even saying stop her shots, but her opportunities, the Streaks could be successful in this game.
Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance Agency. For all your insurance needs, see Mike Craddy at Craddy Insurance Agency, North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Brooke Bisping is leading Morton scores with 9 points, 7 for Sarah Hendricks, 3 points in the first half for Mariah Nimmo, 2 for Caitlin Vandermeer. For the Streaks, we mentioned Sarah Baker leads them in scoring with 9. 5 points for Shelby Pacheco, 4 for Monika Warner, 4 points for Maddie Boyer, and that's it, right? Yes.
Yes.
And as far as fouls go, Galesburg has 2 players with 2 fouls, Bailey Boyer and Monika Warner. Pacheco and Maddie Boyer with 1 apiece. Nobody in foul trouble for Morton. Tisdale, Bisping, Hendricks, and Maggie McNurtry have 1 foul apiece. It was 10-3 at the end of the first quarter. The Streaks outscoring Morton 19-11 in the second quarter of play. More stats with Eric.
Yeah, 3 rebounds apiece for Monika and Whitney Taylor. Pacheco's added 2. Not a whole lot of rebounds to be had for either team, though, as Brooke Bisping leads Morton with 3. Tied with Tracy Fredericks. And I think the most intriguing stat so far for me has been no shots for Jess Howard. Definitely somebody you want to take a couple shots at the very least, just extend the defensive out. We haven't seen her attempt one. And she had a great opportunity at the end of the half there, but it looked like Coach Massey wanted them to pull the offense out.
We want to thank Galesburg Lincoln Mercury for providing our wheels for today's game. We drove over in one of the last two 2008 Altimas. Now, these are brand new cars. We're the first ones to drive this car today. It had no mile, like 2 miles on it when we drove it over here to Peoria Central on Saturday. And it's a 2008. The 2009s are out, so this is a brand new 2008. It has power moonroof, push-button start, power seat, CD player, and so much more. We are the only ones that have put any miles on the car, and it only has about 200 miles when we get back to Galesburg. I think it was about 140 when I got here today. We've come over to Peoria twice in it. The car lists for $24,343, and through the end of the month, you can buy it for only $20,990. That's right, over $4,000 off the sticker price, $20,990. This 2008 Altima gets over 30 miles per gallon, has a 5-year, 60,000-mile factory warranty. The one we drove is a tan metallic color, kind of like a top, and the other one is just like it, only silver. These are the last two 2008 Altimas available at this price. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan has a total of 14 2009 Altimas in stock, ready for delivery. See Jeff Klink, Mike Schmidt, and the staff at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury. They're located just north of the square on North Broad in Galesburg. Call them at area code 309-342-4121. That's a 2008 Altima on special right now at Galesburg, 120 North Broad Street in Galesburg. We'll take a break and then we'll have the interview with Coach Jackie Howard. This is Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Now that John Schlopp's radiation treatment is done, he's grateful to Inner Community Cancer Center for saving his salivary glands.
I've lost some hair on the back of my head where those beams went out. Aside from that, they were able to target it very specifically. And again, if somebody's been through this, they'll understand it. A head and neck cancer very often results in the loss of the function of the saliva glands. And I always credit the folks at Inner Community Cancer Center with the fact that that damage was minimal, and I haven't suffered some of the ill effects of that that some folks who have had to go before me without the benefit of that type of technology and the hard work that the people out there did haven't been quite as lucky, and I consider myself very fortunate.
Inner Community Cancer Center of Western Illinois, just off North Seminary in Galesburg.
We're there if you need us.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
In the first half.
Yeah, definitely we were very pleased with how they came out right from the start. Really got after things, and you know, I think it's made a difference, you know, playing hard on our defense, being able to get some scrappy things, and then converting at the other end too.
As for limiting Brooke Bisping, she got 9 in that first half, but it was kind of a quiet 9. Are there going to be any other defensive sets that we'll see in the second half to limit her?
I mean, we might do some changes, but I mean, you know, I think Shelby's done a great job, you know. I mean, Bisping's a great player, you know, and stuff. To hold her to 9, you know, I think she did an excellent job, you know, but we got another half to go, and I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck in the second half. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Eric. Our interview with Coach Jackie Howard brought to you on WGIL by your friends at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill, and by McDonald's. I'm loving it at McDonald's, North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and also on East Main Street in Galesburg. It's going to be Morton's ball to start the second half of play. The big guy just went down. He went down coming up the bleachers. I hope he's all right. The pride of Peotone went down, but he looks like he's all right. He's okay. He's up. It'll be Morton's ball. Here's Bisping, drives the lane, and she'll put it up and through. Brooke Bisping has 11, and it's 23-22 in favor of Morton. You all right?
Yeah, no concern, just a little slippage trying to get these up bleachers all the way up the top.
Okay, Bailey Boyer, backdoor to Pacheco, but it's going to be tipped away by Bisping, and looks like Bisping, boy, look from here like she got all ball, but the official says no, she got the arm, and so Brooke Bisping is going to be called for the foul. That'll be her second first-team foul of the second half against Morton, and Shelby Pacheco go to the line.
Well, it probably owed us one right there after a couple that she's gotten away with.
So Pacheco is 2 for 2 from the line as she makes the first one. She has 6 points in the ballgame, ties it up at 23. Second one on the way, and this one's also good. Boy, Shelby Pacheco has improved so much since the beginning of the season. Full court pressure by Galesburg if they beat it easily. Hendricks now will come all the way down. She holds up, pops it out on the left wing to Frerichs, who takes the three-pointer. No good. Hit the top of the backboard, but no whistle. Bisping gets the rebound. Now Hendricks will fire the three from the other side, and it's good. Sarah Hendricks has 10 points in the game, and it's 26-24, Morton by two. Back comes Galesburg, top of the key Pacheco. Left side, Bailey Boyer. She holds the ball up over her head. Boyer now will come out. Looking, now comes to the right side to Howard. Howard, a bounce pass into Pacheco. Double team, but puts it up, and it'll go through. And she's fouled on the play. Oh, two girls on her, and Pacheco still able to get the shot off.
Good, strong move by Shelby Pacheco there. Nice little drop step, went up, took the contact, and then put the shot right in.
Foul. I thought it was on Bisping, but apparently not. They changed it. Here's Pacheco with the free throw. And it's going to be good. Pacheco now 7-9, 10 points in the game, and it's 27-26 in favor of the Silver Streaks. Back on the attack now comes Morton into the front court. This is Bisping, has it top of the key. Now comes foul line right. Left side now to Nimmo. Back up top now to Hendricks. She drives the foul line, shovels it back to Nimmo. She'll come inside, gets it on the right side, the baseline jumper by Vandermeer. It was batted out to Hendricks. Bounce pass inside to Tisdale. She'll put it up no good, and it's rebounded by Warner. Outlet pass now comes to Bailey Boyer. Boyer now comes on the attack for the Silver Streaks. Now on the right side, gets it to Maddie Boyer. She'll drive the running jumper on the right baseline. No good. The rebound, Warner puts it up and through. Oh, my Nika there. She was off balance. Didn't jump very high, but got the offensive rebound and the hoop. And it's 29-26 Streaks. And now it's going to be lost out of bounds by Nimmo. She was trying to drive the left baseline. Galesburg will have it.
Yeah, right there, a good rebound by Mynika, and a pretty impressive rebound, too. It didn't look like she had a whole lot of hands on the ball, and she was able to catch it and put it in.
Comes into Maddie Boyer in the backcourt. Tried to get a bounce pass to Pacheco, but it'll be picked up by Howard. Now Howard has it stolen away by Hendricks. Ball goes back on the floor and is picked up by Bisping, and now we'll get a whistle and a foul called against the Silver Streaks, and I think they'll get Pacheco for coming up and up on Bisping. They will. That'll be Shelby's second and the first team foul the second half against Galesburg.
Well, another errant pass by the Streaks right there. They've got to do a better job against the press break. There's no reason they can't break this press. Keep the ball towards the middle of the floor, especially look to use Mynika as a facilitator in the middle there.
Comes into Nimmo. Baseline now to Vandermeer. She'll take the shot air ball, but is pulled out of the air and put up by Tisdale as she gets the offensive rebound, and she puts it up, and she's going to be fouled.
Sometimes those air balls can be the best kind of passes, Jim. Found Tisdale wide open right underneath, and she was able to grab it. She was in the best position, put it back up, and got fouled.
Second team foul. Foul's going to be against Bailey Boyer. That's her third. Free throw is going to be missed by Tisdale. She'll get one more. She's a 5'9 freshman, and she missed them both. Rebound Pacheco. Here comes Galesburg. Head to Maddie Boyer in the front court. Boyer holds up high right side. Here's Bailey Boyer with the three. Good! Oh, Bailey Boyer hits the three-pointer high right side. 32-26. Galesburg with its biggest lead of the game at 6. Comes into the backcourt to Tisdale. Now to Nimmo. Nimmo comes down quickly to Hendricks. She'll take the three right wing. No. The rebound underneath Vandermeer. Out now to Nimmo. Nimmo drives the paint now to Vandermeer. To Bisping. Bisping has it top of the key. Gets a pick. Drives the paint. Now tried to get a bounce pass. It was a bad pass. And now the ball on the floor is going to go out of bounds, and they'll give it to Galesburg.
Good defensive set. Even though they gave up the offensive rebound, the Streaks stayed with their defense and ultimately forced the turnover.
Howard out, Daler in for Galesburg. So Mynika Warner, Maddie Boyer, who's played well today, Whitney Daler, Shelby Pacheco, and Bailey Boyer. Bounce pass to Warner. She had trouble with it, but got it back to Bailey Boyer. Now to Shelby Pacheco. 32-26 Galesburg, 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Galesburg was down 10-3 at the end of the first quarter. They've come roaring back, and now we'll get a charging foul. Whistled against Bailey Boyer as she goes into Mariah Nimmo underneath the basket. That'll be Boyer's fourth, the third team foul, and Morton will have the ball.
Third offensive foul, too. Third charging call against Bailey. That one a little bit more credible. She tried to turn the corner and able to, the Morton defense was able to set up and wait for it to come. She's got to just take that little jump shot. She had the 4 or 5 foot jump shot from the post area.
Comes into Bisping in the backcourt. She's going to have it stolen by Pacheco, but it's picked up by Sarah Hendricks. Loose again on the floor. Now Mangieri is going to pick it up, and she'll put it up, and she's going to be fouled. And wasn't pretty, but she did it.
Yeah. Well, and on top of it, once she picked up the ball, she just threw up a please help me shot and got fouled in the process.
Foul will be called against Sarah Hendricks. They have it for her first on the scoreboard. Third team foul. Mangieri makes the first one. She'll hit one more. Here's the second one, and she makes them both. Kat Mangieri makes them both for the Silver Streaks. She has 2 points in the game, 34-26, Galesburg. Now it's going to be knocked away by the Streaks in the front court, but Morton is going to get it back.
Pretty good press right now from the Streaks as they're really making Morton work to get the ball up the floor.
Comes into Nimmo. Here's Bisping with the three-pointer. Bingo! Brooke Bisping, top of the key, hits the three. She has 14. 34-29. Back comes Galesburg. Pacheco. Left side now to Maddie Boyer. Alley-oop Warner. She'll put it up good. Oh, my Nika. Towering over the defense that time as she gets the basket. Galesburg coming right back down and scoring. Here comes Bisping all the way down. She'll drive the hoop and put it up no good. And a whistle and a foul called against the Streaks.
Jim, on that transition right there, my Nika bailed out as Bisping was coming down the lane. I understand that there were some girls off to the wings, but Whitney Daler wasn't able to get in front of her to slow her down. So Mynika's got to stay there right there and either take the charge or at least intimidate the shot.
So Bisping will go to the free throw line and we'll get to see her shoot these free throws. The 49 in a row or 75 in a row or whatever it was. Warner and Maddie Boyer will go out. Sarah Baker is back in for the Streaks along with Jessica Howard. One more for Bisping. Here it is, and it's perfect. What a player. Boy, it's going to be great to see her at Bradley. Comes into Mangieri. Mangieri now will dribble it back down quickly. Holds up high left side to Pacheco between the circles. Now right side to Whitney Daler. Daler now gets it back up top to Mangieri. Mangieri, 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Now to Sarah Baker. Baker on the left side. Give and go now to Howard. Howard puts the shot up. No good. The rebound in the lane controlled by Bisping. She goes down on the floor. Ball still fought for. Now Howard falls on it. And we'll get a jump ball. And on the alternating possession, it'll belong to Morton.
Jim, maybe
or no, to Galesburg.
Maybe it was just me, but it definitely looked like Bisping carried that ball all the way to the floor. It should have been a travel call.
Daler will throw it into Baker underneath. Bounces off Sarah. Goes into the corner, but Baker gets it back. Here's Mangieri with the three-pointer. No good. Rebound right back to Daler. Now to Howard. Top of the key, Mangieri. Mangieri now with 3:38 to go in the quarter in Galesburg. Right side, Shelby Pacheco. She's double-teamed and now throws a bad pass out to Howard. Intercepted by Nimmo. Nimmo all the way down. Left-handed layup. Oh, she missed it. The rebound in the lane. Pacheco for the Streaks. Back comes Galesburg left to right. Here's Mangieri over the timeline. She'll hold up. Now on the right side, Pacheco. Pacheco double-teamed to Jessica Howard. Now to Mangieri. Mangieri holds the ball up over her head. She's going to be triple-teamed. Now out at center court. Now gets the ball to Jessica Howard as they're coming out and pressuring the ball. Boy, they had a 3-on-1 there. Now Mangieri will take the jumper from 17 feet, and it's good. Oh, Kat Mangieri, fearless today, and it's 38-31 Streaks. Back comes Frericks now. Here's Nimmo with the three-pointer, and it's good. Mariah Nimmo hits the three, and Bob Becker's going to call a timeout, a 30-second timeout with the Streaks ahead by four and 2:50 to go third quarter.
Bad transition defense right there, Jim. The Streaks have to recognize where the shooters are. Every time down the floor, Morton's looked to work the ball inside out, and right there, brought it in on the transition, and then kicked it right back out to the open shooter, Nimmo. You've got to have somebody flying out at her at the very least to intimidate the shot.
The Silver Streaks leading in the game, 38-34, but you kind of think it could be a little more, you know?
Yeah, there's been a lot of missed opportunities, and the Streaks have done a better job, definitely, on the offensive end. They're working a little bit more efficiently. It looks like when Mynika's been in the game, she's been a little bit more assertive on the offensive end, and that's the kind of thing the Streaks need. Pacheco as well, she's picked up her play offensively as well.
It'll be Galesburg's ball after the 30-second timeout by Morton. As bringing it back will be Mangieri and Baker, left to right. Now in the corner to Howard, back out to Sarah Baker. Baker now one dribble inside the three-point line to Howard, now to Mangieri. Mangieri left side to Howard. Howard now gets it back to Sarah Baker, high left wing. She'll dribble, take the running jumper, and it's good. Sarah Baker has 11. 40-34 Galesburg. Boy, everything's going in for the Streaks. They just got to keep shooting. Back on the attack now comes Morton. This is Mariah Nimmo into the front court, guarded by Mangieri. She'll take the running 17-footer, no good. Rebound Sarah Baker for the Streaks. Ahead on the break to Howard. Howard will put it up. Yes! Oh, Galesburg beats them on the fast break. Jessica Howard with the basket. 42-34. The Streaks back up by 8 points. Into the front court, Sarah Hendricks. Top of the key, now they get it to Bisping. Bisping spins in the paint. Back up top to Nimmo. Nimmo stops to Hendricks. She'll take the three-pointer, no good. The rebound man, Jerry, for Galesburg. Here come the Streaks left to right. To Sarah Baker. Ahead left side, Howard. Howard now back out to Baker. Baker, high left wing, will drive inside all the way to the basket. Running jumper, no good. The rebound tipped out to Bisping. Here comes Morton on the dribble into the front court, and Baker's going to shove Bisping from behind and be called for the foul.
Jim, right there, it looked like Sarah Baker was a little shocked how easily she got to the rim right there, and she just put a little too much on the shot. I think she thought she was going to at least have somebody in her face, and she was able to take it right in. She's playing very aggressive with the ball.
First on Baker, that's the fifth team foul against the Streaks. It'll be triggered in now to Mariah Nimmo. Nimmo on the high post to Sarah Hendricks. Hendricks looked inside out to Bisping. Bisping on the high left wing, drives inside. Back out now to Hendricks. She comes inside the three-point line. Now to Tracy Frericks, who's back into the game. To Bisping. She'll drive the paint, take the off-balance shot. No good. Rebound Sarah Baker. Baker covers up, outlet to Mangieri. Here come the Streaks left to right. To Maddie Boyer. She'll take the three-pointer. No. The rebound in the lane. Howard. Howard pulls it out. Now gets the ball right side to Mangieri. Up top of the key to Baker. Baker looking inside for Pacheco. Instead to Maddie Boyer. Oh, Howard just ripped the ball away from the Morton girl underneath that time. The Streaks playing as aggressive as we've seen them in a long time. Mangieri in the corner to Howard. Oh. Back up top now to Mangieri. Bounce pass into Pacheco. She tries to back in, but instead spins on her pivot foot to Mangieri. Here's Howard with the three from the corner. No. The rebound's going to come back out to Howard. She'll take the running jumper. No. And we'll get a whistle here.
They're going to call it travel.
I didn't see that. Massey didn't either. He's up. And he's talking to Tom Hilton of Bloomington and saying, come on, Tom.
Well, right there, a couple chances for Jess to get up that shot in the corner. And unfortunately, Jess missed the one she got. But the Streaks have to start looking for her in the corner. Morton's leaving her wide open in order to try to protect against the dribble drive.
Oh, a basket there would have been huge. Right side now, Frericks. Frericks has it outside the three-point line. Morton in the front court. Comes now to Mariah Nimmo. Nimmo up top, now to Brooke Bisping. She's guarded by Mynika Warner, who's come back into the game for Galesburg now. Bisping now is going to let it run down with 18 seconds to go third quarter. Streaks leading 42-34. Bisping steals a glance over at Bob Becker on the bench. Now drives the paint, takes the pull-up jumper. No good, but she's going to be fouled on the play.
I don't know. I think that was a... We're going to get this on Mynika, too. I definitely think that was a superstar call right there. It looked like there wasn't much body at all on her, and the official from the baseline that was blocked off was the one that made the call.
Bisping will go to the free throw line, and, you know, I've already marked them both in the book, so you know these are good. Substitutions, Aaron Tisdale along with Caitlin Vandermeer back in, and Caitlin Klostner and Sarah Hendricks will go out for Morton. Brooke Bisping, 17 points in the game for her. She'll have one more here. 7-point silver streak lead. Make it a... Oh, she missed one! I'll have to erase that one. Rebound Baker, not a Warner. Baker will bring it over the timeline. 4 seconds to go. Sarah Baker, and she's going to be fouled. Foul's going to be called against Aaron Tisdale as she was bumping Baker, her second, fourth team foul. So with 2.3 seconds to go, right in front of the Galesburg bench in the front court, Galesburg will have a chance. Howard now will trigger it in. Looking, comes into Maddie Boyer. She takes the baseline drive, puts it up at the buzzer. No good, and that's the end of the third quarter. With the score, it's Galesburg 42, Morton 35. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stand?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hausline in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg. and by Shelter Insurance agent Amy Howard.
Stability, especially these days, is a good thing. And there are some things in this world that we should always be able to count on. Family to love us, food to nourish us, a home to comfort us, and good health to ensure everything else matters. That's where OSF St. Mary Medical Center comes in. Since 1909, we've been a vital part of Galesburg and the communities we serve. OSF St. Mary isn't going anywhere, but with constant medical advances, we're always moving forward. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital, right here in Galesburg, for 100 years and counting.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team tries to put the brakes on a three-game losing streak on the road at Quincy. Join us for pregame coverage Friday night at 7:10 on WGIL.
It'll be Morton's ball to start the fourth quarter. Galesburg up by 7, 42-35 on Morton's home court. The Potters 15-6 coming into this game. The Streaks 9-13. Top of the key now. This is Mariah Nimmo with the ball for the Potters. Nimmo gets a pick, drives the foul line, still on the dribble, gets it over to Frericks. Right side now to Tisdale. Tisdale around the three-point line to Bisping. Bisping now will back in, spins on her pivot foot, and gets it out to Mariah Nimmo. Nimmo now still on the dribble. She's working against Mancheri to Bisping in the paint against Pacheco. Turnaround jumper off the glass and through.
It looked like it did that if Mynika had wanted to, she could have come over and tried to block that shot. But I would imagine playing with three fouls, she's trying to be a little cautious.
19 for Bisping makes it 42-37. Here's Howard with a three left side. Yes! Oh, Jessica Howard from the corner on the left side. And she hits the three, and it's 45-37 Galesburg with 7 minutes to go in the game. Back comes Morton. Here's the 18-foot. Good by Brian Nimmo just inside the three-point line. Nimmo now with 9 points on the game.
Good play by Mynika right there. Quick pass inside, and Mynika was able to get position.
So Warner gets the basket. She has 10. And it's 47-39 as Galesburg immediately answers. Back into the front court now comes Morton. This is Frericks, top of the key to Vandermeer. On the far right side, Aaron Tisdale. Now to Nimmo. She'll shovel it up underneath. No good. Picked up off the floor by Warner. Here comes Galesburg left to right. Ahead to Mangieri. Now they get the ball to Maddie Boyer. Boyer just inside the three-point line in the corner. To Pacheco, one dribble. Back to Maddie. Top of the key, Mangieri. And we're going to get...
3 second violation on Pacheco.
3 seconds called against the Streaks.
Shelby didn't get out of the lane right there. Actually, when Shelby caught the ball, they were about free throw line extended. She took one dribble in, and it looked like if she would have kept going, there was a crease for her to get right to the rim.
So Mariah Nimmo will bring it back up court for Morton. They trail 47-39. Right side now to Brooke Bisping, guarded by Frericks in the tried to get it inside that time to Kelsey Christian, who's into the game, and Warner stepped in and intercepted it. Back comes Galesburg. Here's Howard now with the baseline drive. She'll take the running jumper. No good. The rebound's going to go out of bounds. They'll give it to Galesburg. They say it went off Brooke Bisping of Morton.
Well, great adjustment right there by Jessica Howard. Even though she didn't make the shot, she's been open in that corner. She got right there, shot fake on the over-aggressive defense, got all the way in to the baseline.
Comes into Pacheco, and Pacheco's going to put it in underneath. They got that patented bounce pass into Pacheco, and she's fouled by Tracy Frericks, her second, the fifth team foul. And Shelby, who has 12 points in the game, will go to the line and shoot two. She is 4-for-4 from the free throw line, and she bricks that one.
Yeah, I think you jinxed her right there. You're always giving her streaks right before she misses.
That was a brick. There's no doubt about it. Here comes the new streak, and she hits it. 11 points for Pacheco. 48-39. The Streaks lead it by 9. 5:35 to go in the ballgame. Top of the key, Mariah Nimmo from Morton. Morton now gets it to Bisping, top of the key. She'll drive, spins in the paint, turnaround jumper, no good. The rebound controlled by Warner. Outlet pass, Mangieri. Here come the Streaks to Howard. Underneath Pacheco. Pacheco backs in, puts it up, yes! Oh, Shelby Pacheco went right in against Frericks. Pacheco now with 13, and it's 50-39 Galesburg. Their biggest lead of the game in 11. Top of the key now, this is Kelsey Christian. She tried to get it on the baseline to Bisping. It was knocked out of bounds, and Galesburg will get it back on the turnover.
A great strong play right there, Jim, by Shelby Pacheco. She was able to back her defender down with a nice little hard power dribble and then go right up with the drop step.
Boy, I tell you, Galesburg looked good today, really good. Pacheco's going to trigger it in, looking, and now a five-second call. Oh, baby.
He jinxed her again. But right there, Shelby's got to know that that five-second count's coming. Somebody's got to help her out, though. Set a screen, cut harder to the basketball to give her someone to pass to.
Comes in on the right side now to Kelsey Christian. Christian guarded by Warner. Now she almost lost it, but got it out to Nimmo. Near side now. Here's the jumper by Frericks. No good. The rebound's going to be, they're going to let it go out of bounds, and it'll be Galesburg's ball.
Frericks really gets a lot of air under that shot. She puts a lot of arc to it, and that one came off the rim real hard because it fell so far from the ceiling.
50-39 Galesburg as Pacheco against full court pressure will throw it in the far corner in the backcourt. Comes into Whitney Daler. She took one dribble, but now dribbles on the sideline, and Galesburg turns it over again.
Galesburg having a problem right now with the Morton press right there. Whitney Daler just decided to try to take it to the wrong side of her defender and stepped on the sideline.
Caitlin Vandermeer in. Kelsey Christian out for the Potters. What'd you call this, the Potter Dome?
The Potter Dome.
Okay. Here's Nimmo. Left side now to Frerick. She faked the three, but we'll get 3 seconds called this time against Morton.
Well, neither team playing real well in this last minute and a half stretch here.
So Galesburg against the full court pressure will trigger it in. Comes into Mynika Warner. Now to Pacheco. Ahead now to Whitney Daler. They get it to Mynika. Mynika's going to be fouled at center court by Caitlin Vandermeer, who couldn't stop and ran up her back. That'll be Vandermeer's first 16 foul whistled against the Potters.
That's one of those fouls that always drove me nuts because I'd always pick them up when somebody would just stop in front of you and you'd nail them.
Yeah, we saw you do that coming up the bleachers here today. Comes into Pacheco. Now it gets it to Bailey Boyer. Boyer will come over the line. Bounce pass to Mynika. Mynika gets it to Shelby. Now left side, Bailey Boyer underneath Mynika. She'll put it up and through. Oh, great pass from Bailey Boyer to Mynika Warner. Warner has 12, and it's 52-39 Silver Streaks with 4:19 to go in the game. Top of the key, Bisping. Left side now, Hendricks. She'll take the three-pointer, bingo. Sarah Hendricks hits the three. We're going to get a timeout by Morton's coach, Bob Becker. A full timeout with 4:12 to go in the game. It's Galesburg 52, Morton 42. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Waiting with my prescription at the big box pharmacy. The pharmacist goes to the back and talks to a coworker. It's 5 minutes before anyone even makes eye contact. We're really busy, she says. No smile. Minutes tick by. When she finally comes over, I look at my watch. 15 minutes have passed. If I'd gone to Turner's, I'd have my medication and be walking out the door. Then she says, like I told you, we're really swamped. It'll be an hour before we can get to this.
I'm Jim Turner. Come to Turner Prescription and we'll talk about it.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
I'm Will Stevenson. Are you going to Washington to see the inauguration of President-elect Barack Obama? Let us know about it. Email us by clicking on news at WGIL.com.
Galesburg's ball after the Morton full timeout. They get it to Bailey Boyer at center court. She's going to be fouled by Tracy Frerichs, who is too tight on her coming over the 10-second line. And so Bailey Boyer, who's playing with three fouls, will go to the free throw line and shoot the one in bonus. She had 3 points in the game.
Yeah, Bailey Boyer, good there of getting the ball up for the streak, something they've had trouble with the last few possessions.
She misses the free throw. Caitlin Vandermeer with the rebound. Back into the front court, Brooke Bisping. Top of the key now, Vandermeer. Near side, Hendricks. She'll drive the paint back out to Vandermeer, now to Bisping. Bisping left-handed dribble, 14-foot jumper, no good. The rebound, Bailey Boyer for the streak. Boyer will bring it out, and she's going to be fouled by Nimmo as she was driving, as Boyer was driving back towards center court. That'll be Mariah Nimmo's first and the 18th foul against Morton.
The streaks need to start capitalizing at the free throw line right here. A lot of fouls have sent them to the free throw line recently, and we haven't been able to capitalize.
Well, Boyer's missed the front end of two straight 1-and-1s as she misses that one, and Vandermeer with the rebound. Back comes Bisping all the way down court. She'll put it up, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here against the Streak. Boy.
It's going to be against Mynika, and she's got four now.
So Warner with four fouls, a seventh team foul against Galesburg. Brooke Bisping has 19 points in the game. She's 3-for-4 from the free throw line. She'll go to the line here and shoot two. First is on the way, and this one's good.
Well, we've seen her miss one in the game. You think there's another one, another miss coming?
No. Maybe if I put it down again. I'll put it down again. Let's see what happens. Yeah, she makes them both. 21 points for Bisping, 52-44. The lead back to 8. It was 13 at one point. Now Howard has it in the front court for the Streaks as they beat the press easily. But Howard's going to be tied up by Sarah Hendricks. And so Galesburg is going to have a jump ball here, but the Streaks will have it on the alternating possession.
Well, right there, just Howard has to see that trap's coming. She has to know that trap's coming, so she's either got to pass that ball right away or she's got to make a move to dribble to get out of the trap.
Whitney Daler's going to trigger it in as Howard has gone out for Galesburg. Bailey Boyer backs over the timeline, bounce pass Pacheco. Not a Daler, but a bad pass was tipped, picked up by Nimmo. Ahead on the break now to Frerichs, and Tracy Frerichs will put it up and through. 52-46 as Morton storms back. Now Maddie Boyer all the way down, puts it up no good. Rebound Warner, and Warner the turnaround jumper no good. She goes down on the floor, but she's going to be fouled.
Good job. Good offensive rebound by Mynika to stay with the ball right there. She's able to grab the rebound, and she's going to get her chance at the free throw line. And she's been hot and cold this year, and when she's been hot, though, she's been real good from the free throw line.
Mynika will shoot two. The first one's no good.
Three straight free throw misses, I believe, for the Streaks.
Warner, 71% free throw shooter on the season. Second one on the way, and she hits this one. Mynika with 13 points in the game for the Silver Streaks. Back comes Morton. Bisping top of the key now on the dribble left side. Gets it high left wing to Frerichs, who drives the paint. Puts the jump running jumper up and through. Tracy Frerichs with four. Fourth quarter points. Now Pacheco gets it into Daler. 53-48, the five-point lead. We're going to get a timeout called by the Silver Streaks. Timeout with 2:57 to go in the game. Galesburg 53, Morton 48. This is Silver Streak girls basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime, news@WGIL.com.
That 13-point lead that Galesburg has down to five, Eric.
Yeah, the Streaks have to start hitting free throws. Opportunities from the free throw line, and they're one for the last four from the stripe, and now... The other thing that they've had an issue with recently has been the dribble penetration by the Potters. They're able to get in there and get some close-up shots.
Full court pressure by Morton as we come in after the Galesburg full timeout. 53-48, Galesburg leads it. 2:55 to go in the game. They beat the press. Maddie Boyer into the front court on the dribble. Now she's going to be trapped on the far side. Got it to Daler, and Daler's going to be called for the travel. Two girls on her that time. Hendricks along with Frerichs. Looked like she was pushed.
Yeah, it looked like there was a bump from behind. No call. And I don't know how it was a travel. She didn't have the ball in her hands then.
Nimmo now will come back into the front court. Gets it to Bisping on the right side. Cross court to Nimmo. She drives against Bailey Boyer with 2:37 to go in the game. Right side Frerichs. Bisping on the drive in the paint. Takes the pull-up jumper. Bingo. Brooke Bisping with 23. And we'll get the ball going out of bounds here. They'll give it to Galesburg. 53-50. as the ball was knocked away, so the Streaks will try it again against the full court pressure. We're on the Morton side, as you can probably hear. It comes into Warner, now to Pacheco, back to Mynika, still in the backcourt. Mynika, one dribble, now to Maddie Boyer, fake, still in the backcourt. We'll dribble it over the timeline. Maddie Boyer now gets trapped on the left side, and this time we're going to get a foul called here.
Well, it's surprisingly, too, because that's the side of the floor we haven't gotten a whole lot of calls from.
It's Sarah Hendricks' third. That's the 10th team foul. So that'll be two free throws for Maddie Boyer. She has 4 points in the game. She has yet to shoot a free throw. She'll shoot two here. Here's Boyer eyeing it, and she hits it. I was telling you the other day what a great free throw shooter she was on the sophomore team. Only a 44% free throw shooter this year. She hit that one. She'll have one more. She can take it back up to a five-point lead, and she does it. So Maddie Boyer hits them both. 55-50 Silver Streaks with 2:10 to go in the game. This is Nimmo back into the front court now for Morton. On the right side to Tracy Frerichs. Frerichs is at a nice fourth quarter. Into Bisping. Bisping now spins, and she's going to be called for a travel. Well, I think they could call that every time on her.
Oh, yeah, especially on that move. Where her up and under move, she's definitely covering a lot of space on.
So Galesburg will have it. Now it's going to be thrown away by Warner. Picked up and put up by Hendricks. Sarah Hendricks has 15 as she puts it up and through. And it's 55-52, the lead down to three. Against the full court pressure, Bailey Boyer back in the front court with a minute 45 to go in the game. Let's see if Galesburg can hold up to the pressure. Now it's thrown away by Pacheco as she tried to get it to Howard. It was knocked out of bounds by Mariah Nimmo, but Galesburg will still control.
Galesburg's got to make smart passes here and use pass fakes. They're jumping the passing lane. Get the easy turnovers. Galesburg's got to be smart here.
Underneath now to Howard. She tries to back in, put the hook shot up, and she's going to be fouled by Caitlin Vandermeer, and the Morton fans don't like the call, but it looked like a good one. Vandermeer's second, the 11th team foul.
Well, Vandermeer's real lucky she didn't get teed up right there. She threw the ball out down out of frustration, and it looked like the official that made the foul call was real quick to put the whistle back in his mouth, but he didn't make the call, so they may have escaped with one right there because there were definitely was grounds for a technical right there.
Jessica Howard makes the first. She'll shoot one more as Galesburg's in the super bonus, and this one's going to drop through. So after missing a bunch of free throws, the Streaks to come back and hit four in a row. 57-52, Galesburg. Right side now, this is Frerichs. Drives the paint out to Bisping. She'll take the three-pointer, top of the key, good! Brooke Bisping hits the three, top of the key. Full timeout by Morton, a minute 20 to go. It's Galesburg, 55, Morton 57, Morton 55. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Craddy Insurance in Galesburg and Pekin Insurance are offering a revolutionary return-of-premium term life insurance policy that offers a money-back guarantee. Here's how it works. Your beneficiary receives a death benefit if you die, but if you live, Pekin Insurance will give you back all the premiums you have paid. No questions asked. It's available with affordable guarantee level premium for periods of 20 or 30 years. Don't hesitate to visit your local Pekin Insurance agency, Craddy Insurance, today.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team tries to put the brakes on a three-game losing streak on the road at Quincy. Join us for pregame coverage Friday night at 7:10 on WGIL.
Well, you know, Eric, when you have Brooke Bisping, I tell you, you go right to her.
Well, you know she's going to have the ball in her hands. So the Streaks have to be smart here. But more importantly, they need to get a basket right here. And if they could chop off some time off this clock, that'd be great too.
Comes in, full court pressure into Bailey Boyer in the backcourt for Galesburg. Streaks on the attack left to right. Bailey Boyer is just run into it, center court, no whistle. And now Boyer is hurt on the floor. How can the referee not call a foul there?
I'm telling you.
That is just ugly.
That's the side of the floor where that guy has not made very many calls at all. And right there, it was a head-on collision between Hendricks and Boyer. Boyer's still on the floor, writhing in pain, and no call made at all. Not a block, not a charge, nothing.
Bailey Boyer goes down. She's hurt as now they come out and take a look at her as the trainer for Morton and Mike Rux, Evan Massey out there. That's Al Huber of Bartonville. Boy, that was just ugly.
It's unfathomable that there's no call made right there, and they just let the play go on.
Just amazing. Just amazing. There had to be a call one way or the other there. And the irony is he's standing right in front of it. He's standing right at center court, and it happened about 2 feet over the center court line. Now Bailey Boyer is going to sit up, and Mike Rux is talking to her, making sure she's all right. But she went down hard.
Yeah, and I'm guessing potential concussion right there. I'd be surprised to see Bailey come back in this game.
She's probably up. She's going to go off.
Well, technically, both players should have to come out here for the injury, and it looks like Sarah Baker is going to check back in.
Yep, and Sarah Hendricks will come out for Morton. Sarah Hendricks, of course, the Morton player who went to school in Galesburg until seventh grade. So she comes out.
Bailey. Now they're giving the ball to Morton.
Bailey Boyer comes out. How can they give the ball to Morton?
They picked up the ball after the ball rolled away. How is this ball going to Morton?
How can the ball go to Morton here? This is amazing. They're going to give the ball to Morton.
Is he calling it a jump ball? The ball was in the hands of the Galesburg team.
Well, Morton's going to have it, so they will come on the attack. They trail by two. It comes into the front court to Bisping. Bisping now spins on the foul line, gets it back up top to Tracy Frericks. Now back to Bisping. Right side to Vandermeer, now to Bisping with 57 seconds to go in the game. Morton by two. Here's Bisping with the three. Air ball. Pulled out of the air by Sarah Baker. Ahead to Maddie Boyer. Boyer now pauses in the backcourt. Gets it in the center court to Sarah Baker. Now back to Maddie on the right side. There's contact between Bisping and Warner. No whistle. We're going to get a timeout called by Evan Massey. Full timeout with 41 seconds to go in the game. It's Galesburg 57, Morton 55. This is Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Will you move over?
Stop touching me.
You're taking up the entire sofa.
I can't see a thing.
Hey, I was sitting there.
I didn't hear you call place back.
You're still touching me.
Why do the ones with the big poofy hair always sit in front of me?
Come on, down in front.
You need a Westpaw doggy bed, or two, maybe three. They're stuffed with recycled materials, come in various neutral colors, and made in the USA. Plus, they're machine washable. Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
WGIL and F&M Bank congratulate Harmony Baptist Church in Galesburg, winner of this past week's Hometown Hundreds Award, nominated by Robert Eshelman of Galesburg. Congratulations from WGIL.
Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson back with you. Here's the scene, 41.8 seconds to go. Galesburg leads it at Morton, 57-55. After the full timeout, the Streaks will have the ball in the front court. Comes in now to Sarah Baker over the timeline. Now into the front court to Pacheco. Pacheco double team, one dribble. Gets it on the left side to Jessica Howard. Looks like Galesburg's going to try to draw the foul. Now to Maddie Boyer. She's double teamed. Boyer now. And we'll get a timeout called by Massey.
Well, and the thing I find interesting, Jim, is there was no change of possession on that inbounds after the collision because it still says that it's Morton ball on a change of possession here.
Does it?
Yeah, if you look at the scoreboard right by us.
It must not have been a jump ball then.
I am still confused as to how that ball went back to Morton on that play.
Must have been last touch then, right? It has to be.
It didn't. The thing was, it didn't go out of bounds. So
the whistle blew for the injury, and the ball was just on the court, right?
Yeah, unless they just haven't changed it at the scorer's table, but I'm pretty sure that one of two things should happen. Either Galesburg should get the arrow or...
I think they're going over and talking about that right now, maybe, as the official Tom Hilton of Bloomington went over to the scorer's table.
And I think they just told Massey that he has no timeouts left, so...
So it'll be Jessica Howard triggering it in with 27 seconds to go. Streaks lead it by two. Howard gets it into Sarah Baker. Baker in the backcourt, bothered by Nimmo. Now in the dribble, and she's going to be fouled by Mariah Nimmo. As Nimmo tried to reach in and grab the steal, it'll be her second. That's the 12th team foul. So it'll send Sarah Baker to the free throw line for the Silver Streaks. Baker on the year shooting 52%. From the line for Galesburg. She has 11 points in the game. She'll shoot two free throws here, and these are huge. First is good.
That's the biggest one right there. Put it to a three-point advantage.
Now she can make it a two-possession game with this one. Baker rises, it's on the way, and she missed it. The rebound controlled by Bisping. 21 seconds to go. Here comes Bisping into the front court. Now gets it to Nimmo. Left side, Sarah Hendricks. Hendricks guarded by Baker, left side. Back up top of the key to Mariah Nimmo. She'll fire the three, no good. Rebound controlled by Nimmo. Baker had it. Now here's Hendricks with the three, right side. Sarah Hendricks hits the three from the right side. 58 all. And now we're going to get an intentional foul called against Morton. And this one's going to be called against Mariah Nimmo.
Why did she commit that foul right there? It was a tie game, 58-58, and they're going to call the intentional foul.
They're going to call an intentional foul on Mariah Nimmo as she came up and fouled Maddie Boyer right in front of the scorer's table with the game tied and 1.4 seconds on the clock. And Maddie Boyer is going to shoot two here and go to the line, and here it is, and it's gone! Oh, it's gone! 59-58 Galesburg with a minute four to go, or a second, 1.4 seconds to go. Second one also good. And now the ball will come back out to center court, and Galesburg will have it after the intentional foul.
Well, I thought you should get free throws off the foul, too. I'm surprised that they just get the ball back here. I think that's what Coach is saying. If she was fouled, she should have to go back to the free throw line.
Now I think that's what they're talking
about. If they're going to call the intentional foul, I think that you get the technical foul free throws, and then, but it doesn't look like it. They're just going to get this change of possession.
Just the intentional foul. Maddie Boyer will throw it into Baker. Baker on the baseline, and the buzzer will go off, and we're going to get a foul, but that's going to be it. The Galesburg Silver Streaks have come to the Dome, the Potter Dome in Morton, as Galesburg wins it, and the Morton fans giving the officials the raspberries as they go off the floor. The final score, Galesburg 60 and Morton 58. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL at WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg Girls Basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary, bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, the station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks girls basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
OfficeMax believes that in this economy, small businesses should get all the perks that big businesses get, which is why we're calling small businesses like Zuma J's Surfboards.
Zuma J's.
Hi, I'm calling from OfficeMax, and we want to give you your own national radio commercial right now.
Okay, that's terrific, but I've got a whole store full of customers that want to buy stuff.
Well, you are on the radio right now. Can you just tell us in 30 seconds why you think Zuma J's is the best surf shop in Malibu?
The Zuma J's is the best surf shop in Malibu because it carries hardcore goods for hardcore surfers. No skateboards, no snowboards. Rip, shred, and tear. Zuma J's shreds L.A. Buy a board, don't delay.
Great, awesome. Okay, so what if I want to buy a skim board?
Skim boards, we got them.
Small businesses, join the Max Perks Rewards Program at OfficeMax, and you'll earn rewards that can be redeemed like cash. And right now, OfficeMax will give you 25% bonus rewards when you use your Max Perks card on big brands like Sharpie, Avery, and Post-its. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Promotion ends January 31st.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Having trouble with the old retrieval?
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started screaming. So I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for your youngsters? I think you're ready for the adult formula.
Where do I start?
Come on. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dr. Peter Hausline in the Hearing Clinic at 582 North Seminary Street in Galesburg and by shelter insurance agent Amy Howard.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center, your neighborhood hospital right here in Galesburg for 100 years and counting. Becoming cloudy this afternoon with a chance of light snow, late to high of 20. Cloudy tonight, a 50-50 chance of snow, a low of 12. Sunny Tuesday, high 25. Some clouds and 17 Tuesday night. Sunshine and 32 for Wednesday. It is 16 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the postgame show featuring final stats, a word with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson on WGIL Galesburg. The news is good from the Potter Dome as the Streaks have come in here and defeated Morton. It wasn't easy. 6-58. Our post-game final stats brought to you today by Hungry Hobo, North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You've earned a trip to Hungry Hobo. Let's run down the scoring for you. First of all, for the Morton Potters, who drop now on the season to 15-7, 3-2 in the Martin Luther King Winter Classic. They were led in scoring by Brooke Bisping, who had 26 points in the game. Sarah Hendricks with 18, 9 points in the game for Mariah Nimmo. 4 points for Tracy Frerich. She had both those baskets in the fourth quarter. 2 points for Caitlin Vandermeer. Erin Tisdale started. She did not score. For the Streaks, they were led in scoring today by Shelby Pacheco and Mynika Warner with 13 points apiece in the game for the Streaks. 12 points in the game for Sarah Baker. 8 for Maddie Boyer. 7 for Jessica Howard. 4 points for Catman Jerry. And 3 points in the game for Bailey Boyer, and I guess it was Maddie Boyer's 4 free throws, especially those last two after the intentional foul on Nimmo, which put the Streaks over the top.
Yeah, very curious end of the game, and those free throws came up big, and we had been talking at the beginning of the fourth quarter how the Streaks, beginning the middle of the fourth quarter, the Streaks weren't hitting their free throws, and it was going to be detrimental down the stretch, but luckily for the Streaks, they were able to pick it up and able to finish strong and get the free throws that were necessary. On the rebounding end of things, Mynika finished with 8 rebounds, 4 for Pacheco, 4 for Daler, 3 for Jess Howard. And then for the Potters, they were led in rebounds with 7 for Brooke Bisping, who just played an all-around outstanding game. Caitlin Vandermeer had 4, and those were the two leaders there. Streaks turned the ball over 23 times. Still turning the ball over too much. 15 turnovers for Morton, but they were able to limit Morton at 3 second chance. Offensive rebounds in the game. So Streaks definitely, obviously, areas to improve, but they got to be pretty. Coach Massey has to be pretty happy with a big W here.
Our post-game stats brought to you on WGIL by Hungry Hobo, North Henderson and Galesburg. You've earned a trip to Hungry Hobo. We'll take a break and come back with the head coach of the Streaks, Coach Evan Massey. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Bree Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Bree Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Bree Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Bree Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Bree Loves.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
Stay informed with Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman along with Eric Gibson back with you on WGIL. Our next broadcast will be this coming Thursday as the Streaks will be entertaining United Township. The Panthers will be in town with Coach Scott Harding, and that game will be on Thursday night, 7 o'clock at John Thiel Gym. Coach Evan Massey has joined us now. Our interview with Coach Massey brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. I don't know. Where do we start? Do we start on the Bailey Boyer injury? Is she all right?
I think so. She took a good knock on the head, but, you know, she's a tough kid, and as we said, the good news is you hit your head, so it should be okay. So
it happened right in front of the official. I couldn't believe there wasn't a whistle either way.
Well, what happened then when we came out of the timeout, you know, it was kind of puzzling because it seemed like I didn't hear a whistle until several seconds later, and actually Jessica had dribbled several times, and then you heard the whistle. I assumed they were stopping it because both kids looked like they were really seriously hurt. They indicated that they had blown the whistle because the ball had gone out of bounds, and so that's why they got the ball when they came back out.
We didn't think it went out.
Well, it didn't look like it even when they were near the out-of-bounds
line. I didn't think so either, but I think, you know, I think maybe their interpretation was that she had stepped out of bounds, but I think the ball was long gone by that time. But, you know, luckily, you know, things worked out for us as far as being able to make the play. And you look, you know, it's a great win for us. Unfortunate for Morton, the kid fouled, but how many times do you see that in high school or college where a team's fighting to come back and you have to press and press and press, and then that score flips and the kids can't flip gears and all of a sudden change what defense that they're in. And she went up, and I mean, it was obvious that she was, you know, her intent was she wanted to foul the kid to save the game, and she just didn't know the score.
She didn't need to foul.
And so luckily, you know, because I think Maddie, you know, had maybe two more dribbles and was going to have to launch, you know, a 25-foot shot. But, you know, to our kids' credit, we didn't do well against the pressure. Got turnovers in it. But I do think at some point, I think our guards became physically more aggressive and just put the ball on the floor and attacked and drew fouls and got to the line, and that became a difference with things.
Well, you missed a bunch of free throws, but then all of a sudden they started falling. Howard made two. And it was 57 to 52. And then Manny Boyer made 4 out of 4 in the fourth quarter, including the two on the intentional foul. And she had 8 points in the game for you.
She did a nice job that way. And, it's a good team win. A lot of different people did good things for us. I mean, you got to start with that Shelby Pecco of, you know, you'd look at it and say, well, geez, Bisping had 24 of, you know, why didn't you guard her? But I think any of us seeing, you know, her play, understand Shelby did a good job on her, that this is the first time I've seen Bisping this year really look to shoot the three as much as she did. That usually she's a great three-point shooter, but usually say, but I thought the keys for us were that when Bisping wasn't shooting, she wasn't getting offensive boards when other people missed. And the first time we played, you know, I would say 50% of their misses Bisping got and put back up. And so Shelby took that part away from her. And really, you know, her shooting 6 free throws is good because usually she's going to be more like 15 free throws. So I thought, you know, Shelby did a tremendous job on her. At the end, I kind of jumped Shelby a little bit because I didn't think Shelby understood, as good as she was when things got tough, she was changing her gear. And that Shelby, I wanted her to come out and don't let her get the ball, so you have to play it. And another kid I thought, you know, and I'm happy with all of them, but I thought Katarina Mangieri, you know, really stepped up and was big for us in this game. It had to be because Bailey got in foul trouble, and so Kat had to play a lot. And in that third quarter, I thought she did an outstanding job, and she hit a big shot for us, and she knocked a couple free throws down. So a lot of, you know, people that maybe aren't always, like with Shelby and Kat, aren't the ones that are always in the limelight, really did well for us.
Well, staying on that topic, Sarah Baker really jump-started you offensively in the second quarter. Did she kind of get a message coming off the bench today? Does she need to play a little bit more aggressive?
Well, I don't know that, you know, in terms of messages, I think the big deal is I think Shelby's played well for us. I think, you know, Sarah's kind of started games a little bit slow for us, and the matchup was a big deal today of wanting to get Shelby on. But I thought, yeah, I think, you know, Sarah gives us a dimension that neither of our other posts do, of somebody that can come out and handle the ball a little bit and handle it.
Well, In terms of Maddie's play down the stretch too, she did a really good job of controlling the ball for you and obviously hitting the big free throws.
Did a good job that way, and you know she has to come up and help out some with the point guard and situations, and she was able to do that, and so it was a plus of like I said, you'd like it to be a little bit smoother than it was, but I think at the same time, you know, we're at the point where the frustration level is so high for the kids that you just need a win. I mean, if we'd lost this game, as a coach, you could go in and tell them, you know, that there was a lot to be proud of and that they'd played well and they'd done a good job. But quite honestly, without a win, it wouldn't have meant anything to them. So it's good as far as getting a win, as far as maybe reducing some of the frustration. And, you know, who knows? It gets us going in the right direction and maybe we can, you know, win a few games in a row and start to, you know, build our confidence and feel better and see what happens.
Well, they seemed, you know, they got down 10-3 at the end of the quarter, first quarter, but they seemed a lot more aggressive. And you mentioned Mangieri, Boyer, Jessica Howard driving the hoop. They were all really aggressive with the basketball.
Yeah. I mean, it's a win, you know, pretty proud of the kids that way. So.
Okay, Alan, thank you. Alan was going to check Maddie Boyer. I guess Maddie Boyer will be our player of the game. Thank you, Evan, for speaking with us. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back, and we will have our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. This is Silver Street Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East May Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, and by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville.
Terry Cavanaugh here from the WGIL Morning News. Join Mike Perry, Jim Lee, and me tomorrow morning. Among our guests, Galesburg City Manager Dane Bragg and Political Science Professor Jim Graham from CSC on WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you on WGIL Galesburg. Glad to have you with us. We're joined by our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And that is number 5, 5'4" junior, Maddie Boyer. Maddie stepped up to the free throw line after the intentional foul right in front of the scorer's table and hit two free throws. She had hit two previous in the fourth quarter. As we said, she had 8 points in the game. Tell us about those last two free throws. It all happened kind of fast, didn't it?
Yeah, I was a little bit nervous going into them because my free throws haven't been very well during practice this past week. So, you know, I knew I had to go in and knock them down. So I just concentrated and put them in.
You know, I've been talking about your free throw shooting all year because you've struggled at the line this year.
Yep.
And last year on the sophomore team, your free throw shooting was phenomenally
mm-hmm.
good.
Yep.
What caused it?
I don't know. I just go through slumps where I'll shoot very well, and then, you know, I won't shoot well. So, you know, I guess today was one of those days where I shot free throws well. So, yeah.
All right, Maddie, you seem to be looking for your shot a lot more. Has that been the more practices you get underneath and the more game time you get underneath your belt, you definitely seem a lot more aggressive with the basketball. Is that a conscious thing you've been doing or just through the flow of the offense?
I just know that, you know, we've talked about how someone needs to step up, you know, besides Jess and shoot. And, you know, I thought I might as well be one of those people that steps up, whether I make them or not, you know, shooting them. It's your better chance to make them if you shoot it than not shooting it. So
what's it like playing with your sister?
Sometimes it gets a little frustrating because, you know, we're best friends, but sometimes, you know, we nag at each other. So, I don't know. It's all right.
Yeah, and what did you think when she got hurt here?
I was scared enough to go after someone if she was hurt, you know. Anyone, I can pick on her, but no one else can. So, I was scared enough to go after someone.
Did you know it was an intentional foul when you were fouled in front of the scorer's
table? No, I thought, you know, she was just trying to take the ball. But, you know, I guess it was intentional, and we got the ball back, and that was a plus for us. So,
Yeah. Mandy, congratulations. I see the gym is cleared out. Well, the coach is still talking to Aaron Fry of the Register Mail, but congratulations on being our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Thank you.
A huge win for your team today.
Yep, thank you.
That's Maddie Boyer of the Galesburg Silver Streaks. We'll take one more break, and Eric and I will come back and sum this thing up. This is Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If you've had an accident of any kind, no matter how small, your injury could very well need the attention of a doctor of chiropractic. Dr. Jeffrey Hayden at Hayden Chiropractic would like to remind you that auto accidents, workers' compensation, and most insurance companies recognize and cover chiropractic care. The pain may seem small and insignificant now, but the big pain will occur months down the road when you find out too late that injuries were sustained that didn't appear immediately. And you're left with serious damage and all of the bills to pay. Make an appointment with Dr. Jeffrey Hayden for a spinal screening. As a doctor of chiropractic, he is expertly skilled in the care of the spine and nerves, which are most often affected in cases of accidental injury. This accident screening will tell you the facts before it's too late to get insurance coverage. If you suffered hidden injury, he'll find out for sure. Call today for your appointment at Hayden Chiropractic, 344-4988. Hayden Chiropractic. It's well worth the trip for your peace of mind.
Well, partner, we know how bad we feel after a loss, and the girls must feel a lot worse. So this has got to be a huge win for them.
It has to be. You play a very good Morton team on the road at noon of all time, on Luther King Day, on a day they were going to be off school anyway. I'm sure that it takes a little bit extra to get up for that game. And you look at the fact that although Brooke Bisping scored 26, she wasn't able to really get it going down the stretch when they really needed her to step up. And that's a testament to the defense that, as coach stated, Shelby Pacheco, as well as the whole team, had on her. So a very big W, and let's see if they can roll that into another winning streak.
Well, back into the Western Big Six now with three straight Western Big Six games. Thursday, United Township. Then we play Rock Island on Monday. Three straight, that's right. United Township on Thursday the 22nd. Then the 26th will go up to Rock Island, and then at Alleman. So the UT game will be at the old gym on Thursday, then at Rock Island on Monday night, and then at Alleman a week from Thursday. So three huge games coming up for the Streaks.
Yeah, and this is good confidence, and I'm sure Coach will use this as inspiration for the upcoming games. And, you know, UT is a team that you beat on the road. You'd like to finish off the sweep and then ultimately get revenge against the Rock Island Alleman. So it could be the Streaks could really put something together here, and we've seen them in just about every game they've played. It's been very rare to see them down from the get-go or even the half, especially during the second half of this season. So we'll see if they can use that same momentum coming into the second half of the Big Six schedule.
Mike Rux's sophomores were also winners, 63-43. So the Galesburg sophomores are now 13-5 after that 20-point victory over Morton. We want to back at the studios today, Jim Lee along with Brian Prescott, and I think we also had Samantha Kay spinning the dials back at the Galesburg Radio Center on East Simmons Street in Galesburg. And our thanks to Bob Becker and his staff here at Morton High School, a great place to do a game here at the Potter Dome. The final score again, it was Galesburg 60 and Morton 58. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.
Life can be a real balancing act, can it? And the more things are up in the air, the more you want them under control. That's where Shelter Insurance comes in. We insure your car, home, and life. We take care of the business of life so you can concentrate on something more important, enjoying your life. Interested? Visit shelterinsurance.com. Seek shelter today.
For auto, home, or life insurance, see Shelter Agent Amy Howard at 1865 North Henderson Street in Galesburg.